Monday, Parshas Vayera. I'm showing you why it's about.
It's a very, very big topic. That's true. Very lot to speak about. What we learned. So we learned. We're talking about growing the foshes, food items. Anything which requires growing the foshes. That's meat, chicken, drinks. I don't know what. Fish. Anything like that. Salads. All these things where you need to growing the foshes at the end. So if a person, we said, has a shin in mock, a person leaves his place, he's lost his proper train. So the question is, what's called Shirimaka? We said yesterday quite clearly that in the same room, there's no problem. You can have a big hall, you go from one part to the other, there's no problem with Shirimaka. And we said, it's also, who adin mecheda lecheda in the same building which you own, actually. It's important, I didn't mention this yesterday. The same building that you own, with access downstairs in the house, there's no problem. You don't need Shirimaka. So the person has to come with coffee downstairs, just go upstairs to do something upstairs, comes down again. The block of showing the store value. If he lives in the block of apartment flats, it's all under one roof, but he goes from his flat to someone else's, a different owner, that's finished. It's the block of block.
If he owns the next door flat?
In fact, we need the stairway. Possibly the sofa flat, the stairway is shared by many people. That's the sofa, whereas that could also be lost the block of showing over there. So one has to be careful. This place must be careful what I'm doing. Yeah? Then we spoke about going out of your house, to go out into the street, what is gone. Rusty broccoli, show you there. So I say it's very common, it can happen very easily. A person is eating, having a cup of coffee at home, his wife comes back with shopping, she goes out to the car to bring the shopping to some apartment on the street, let's say. So he goes to bring the shopping in. So he's lost his broccoli. The thing we said is that with the event, if you can see the original place where you made the broccoli, the place where you started eating, then, but the evidence is not ideal, then you do not need to lick a bracha. If you can't see it, the door closed, you can't see anymore, then you've lost the bracha and you can do bracha shayna. In the garden, so pashtus of the mishmaru is gone. The person lives in the garden, even though it's surrounded with machitzas, pashtus is gone. I've looked around at it today, and if there's a bracha, he's a bit more maker. I'd like to start with here first of all. Here, he says, all this thing about sukkah, someone asked us yesterday. Okay, so someone's got a sukkah, a freestanding sukkah in the garden. So what happens is, the mosque, for example, let's say you're having a cup of coffee in the sukkah, you have to go to the toilet, you go out your sukkah into the garden, into your house, upstairs or downstairs to the toilet, come back in again, the bracha's gone. Lost the bracha. Others say that if there's a mechitza all the way around the garden, it's enclosed, you've got to do that mechitza and mechitza. I'm going to say it's a very mechitza.
As long as you've got upstairs, let's say a balcony,
Same child with a balcony. So if it's got a roof on top, so that was funny. I was just telling someone today about this sign. He said to me, I think he built a sukkah not so far from outside his house in his garden. So he told me that the builder said to him, you should build that. So the sukkah was, let's say, 5 feet away from his house. So the builder said to him, the best thing for you to do is to put a plastic roof on top between your house to the sukkah that you can walk underneath it, and that way you don't need a bracha.
You will get wet.
Also that one, yeah. Either one. Very clever, actually. So that's what the builder told him. And that's what he told him. You put a roof on top, you cover yourself in all situations. So others are maker in a garden if it's surrounded. It's a big shadow what to do now. Imagine about a big supper.
What's the swallow why you're losing it, because why? I've got to ask.
So, yeah, it's very hard to understand why you lost it. I mean, you've got to ask, you know you want to carry on.
Of course you've got to ask, you want to come back.
You want to come back, no shadow. It looks like Chazal look at it. As far as I understand, Chazal say if a person leaves the house, that's terminated. A normal person, when he leaves the house, finishes. The
fact is, not coming back.
I'm saying, you are doing a yitzhak naklal. It's not a normal thing to do. A normal thing to do is when you leave your house, to finish eating. Yeah, it's a chiddush. I'm saying, it's got mamish kavana. It's got kavana and the feirush that he wants to go and eat it. But you said the mice is not so, it doesn't really help.
Your premises means
you're a seller. Problem. He speaks about sukkah. He says the problem is not attached to the problem. They don't mention this thing about a garden. They don't mention this thing. The Maisai Kanda, but there's a bracha. He brings this swara that if it's surrounded by mechitzas, then maybe it's better. So I can't realize that. I'm very nervous to say that. It's okay. I'm going to tell you. But an interesting thing. Okay, then we've got some more things to do. We finished having yesterday. Let's just try and make a quick carry on. And that is an enclosed yard, so a big, like Heaton Park, it's completely enclosed. So there, it's like one big room. So if you make a block on one part of the park, you'll have to walk everywhere around there as well. If you're going to a place which is not enclosed, you want someone's in the middle of a forest. So that apostle says is very common actually. So you make a brocha, let's say for example, you sit down there, have a drink, sit down, enjoy yourself, and get up, start walking. It's very possible, the apostle say that once you can't see your original place anymore, your brocha is not going anymore. Now, I'm not talking about a traveller. Travellers are not a whole shear, which we have to speak about just at one time. Someone that has never in mind can convey a mockum anywhere, that's a different traveller. But we're talking about here that a person is eating in one place, he's fixed himself in one place, and now he decides to move off.
Yeah,
you find about pasta's
different.
Pasta's different, yeah. Bread is different, though. That's not really. Okay, so that's more or less what we said yesterday.
So you said in the park, you said you have to see, or you just edit the whole park?
If it's enclosed, it depends. If the park is enclosed.
Park, massive, but it's all enclosed.
So then it's all one place. I don't know which part, most parts are enclosed normally, I think. But imagine in the forest, for example, there's no enclosure there. The pasta's there, it's a different set of games. Then another interesting halacha, which is also not Muslim, I didn't realize that. What about if a person doesn't stop eating? Let's say, for example, a person takes a sweet in his mouth, he makes a broth in his house, chewing down the sweet, he makes a broth in his house, he starts off with the sweet, chewing down in his house, and then he decides to go to the shops to get something. He goes outside to the street. Normally, you lose your broth when you go to the street, but here it's a continuous eating
in your mouth.
So Ramosha says, in such a case, that, I know it's an issue, no one else speaks about this, but Ramosha says, but that's considered one continuous act of eating, and therefore you've not lost your broth.
Is that the same as sipping water? Someone takes a lot of water.
Well, one more answer, contact. And then the shadow is, what about if it's not in your mouth? But for example, a person's got a bag of crisps, but he's walking the street, but every time he's putting more crisps into his mouth. So it's not continuous, it's not mummies in his mouth, it's continuous running. That's the shadow, that's the only difference. What that is. Is that for continuous, not because what had not does that cost? That is really a question. That's awesome. Is that what you talk about, the water? Yes, that you have to know. But if you make a brocha in the street to start with, that's much better, look at it, yeah? Like a travel, maybe. What? Maybe, you have to know about that. Yeah? Right, that's more or less the simple questions over here.
What about someone's house?
What was she?
What about when you're in your house? Do you have to make less than
when you're in your house, you're right. All the whole house, besides your garden, anywhere in your house, the mice are upstairs, downstairs, the cellar, anywhere you go in your own house, then the brocha's valid. Doesn't get lost. But if you're going to say to someone else's flat, you've got different apartments and different flats in one big building, that's no problem.
Yeshiva, that,
what?
Yeshiva, then dining room, and then
his
bedroom.
That's like a chiddush problem. Yeah. Now, the other chiddush is always, that's another big chiddush in halacha. And that is eating with other people. Now, let's say, for example, the person is having supper. Again, we're talking about the same food items, all growing in the forests. But I've told this religion before, but on your side, what I mentioned as a recipe is over here, there's nothing that gets at home. Right? It doesn't happen for supper. But let's imagine someone's having schnitzel, chips, carrots, and peas, and he's eating at the table, all growing the forests. So he's eating at the table with Bnei Bayis, even one person actually, so this has to apply even to one person. So he's sitting at a table, and then he realizes he's run out of ketchup. How much cheaper ketchup? No. So his wife says, right, let's go to the shops to get some ketchup. So I can't go. He goes out to get some ketchup. When he comes back, has he lost his bra?
He said, yeah.
Pastures, he has.
Yeah.
Pastures, he's lost his bra. Come out, he's lost his bra. Here's Chiddush. Now, the bout he's eating with someone else, and that other person is expecting him to come back. So that person holds the food item for you,
even if the other piece of the person doesn't need the ketchup.
Yeah. But since he's there and you're expected to come back, it's like you haven't left that place. But that is the basic idea of what's going on.
What's it? Before you talk about coffee, that was only on your own.
Yeah.
If it's two of us having a coffee, it would not apply.
That's right.
Okay, so you've got having a barbecue outside, you're not having a barbecue of your own. Okay. Your case was the barbecue outside.
Yeah. If you have a lot of people, there's
hardly a whole big barbecue.
So I'm saying the person's in the sukkah, for example. Yeah. He's eating with someone in the sukkah. He's having a cup of coffee with someone in the sukkah. Yeah, he has to go inside the toilet. The maester comes back in. The maester, that person's waiting to come back. They're supposed to be drinking, eating together. He's not lost the broth. So I'm just saying, it can happen if you're in the sukkah by yourself. can be eating by yourself. I'm talking about if you're eating with someone else. Yeah, a couple of conditions, yes. There's a few conditions now for this. Number one is that person is meant to be eating with you. That means that going home, I go to a restaurant, for example, yeah? I sit down in the restaurant and I'm sitting by myself at the table and I have my schnitzel and chips, whatever it is. Sometimes I like schnitzel and chips, for all these examples. Now I've had my schnitzel and chips and then the mice, I go out to get something from the car. I come back in again, there's a person sitting next to me. But I've got nothing to do with it. We just happen to be at the table there, but I've got no shite to him. He's eating himself, I'm eating myself. We're not eating together. That doesn't happen.
So
they're eating what?
Yeah, it's a chasana. You go to your car to pick something up for some reason, yeah, come back, you can lost your brother, even though you've got 10 people around the table.
No, but you're sitting together.
I
wouldn't like to sit next to you at Hasna, but when you sit at Hasna, you're friendly with the people next to you. They're expecting you to come back and socialise.
So if they're having chips and schnitzel, you said, I'm having a coffee. Or
fish. Fish.
I don't have to have the same food as them. I've got my own coffee there.
As long as you're meant to be eating with them,
together.
That is already enough to sink you. Yeah.
What about now when you're eating in the house and you're with a friend?
When you're eating with a friend?
Yeah.
If you're eating with a friend and their friend expects you to come back, Moishi, then that is good enough, there's no problem. As long as you're expected to come back, that sort of thing. But, he's right, another condition is that the guy is still there when you come back. The other guy's bench, for example, then you have it, you've lost it. He's finished eating. He couldn't wait for you, sorry. It took too long to come back.
He really just waited for you to come back to socialize. Yeah,
he's finished, benched or not benched?
He benched.
Benched means the end of the session, so he can't hold it. So it has to be that he's not benched. So you could tell someone has to go out. It's an interesting, good answer, this actually. Wait. Someone has to go out to get something. He don't want to ruin his broth. So he tells the person to him, wait for me to come back. Don't bench till I come back. That way, when he comes back and they join together, he's not lost his broth. But you must realize, my boy's side, when this guy goes to a second place, he can't eat in a second place.
Because that broth.
That broth can't help
it. Yeah, drink, it makes the shampoo.
Well, but again, so let's have a coffee at home with my wife. We'll sit down together, have that coffee. My wife said, oh, you know what, can you drop something off for me? So I said, yeah, I don't mind. I go to drop something off. I go to someone else's house. I go to Hans' house. So I go to Hans' house and say, would you like a piece of chocolate here? I said, yeah, wouldn't mind. Let's say another cup of coffee, make it the same food. I said, yeah, wouldn't mind. Now that case there, that broth can't last in client's house. It can last where I am when I go back to my house, but it can't help in the second house.
You have to make another broth.
So I've made my broth there.
And the broth is there, or when you go
home? If you're going to be shortly there, you can make broth for everything when you come home.
Oh, that you can do.
Yeah.
So, but then when you come home, you've got still your original broth.
Yeah. So we're right. When I come home, my shahaka is still there. I don't know how to make broth in the second house. That could be a problem.
Could be
a problem. You may be terminated it. But the mice, you can go back to the first house now and carry it to the first house still there.
Yeah.
I don't
We said that it would hold because someone expects you to come back.
Yeah.
So you're just going there not to settle. Once you settle to another place.
I'm still expecting to come back. My person's waiting for you to come back.
Yeah,
I'm settled. I'm just having a
good place. You're settled.
She's expecting me. She's expecting me to come back. She wants me to come. She's waiting for me. The person's waiting.
He's not dancing around. His wife's waiting for him.
Yeah. No. I mean, he's right. If I decide to make it, you could be here. But that's all right. If I'm in the middle of something else, Henry said, if I'm in the middle with someone else, and the guys expect me to come back, that's good enough. Yes. And I'm supposed to come back, it's decent of me to come back,
so
I don't want to come
back. Yes,
I hold me back. I might be right, Tucker, that could be not so simple.
What about the donuts, you know that?
Donuts?
Kalika,
not yet.
I mean, I haven't time.
No, Moshi's too overcome.
I'm sorry,
then. Kalika questions have to wait till nearer the time.
Oh, right, I'm just asking.
No, Moshi. Kalika has to wait. The Oracle Shulchan is Mashma. I have that interest that the remaining person must be one who's actually eating. That means, for example, let's say we're sitting down together at a table. I'm having a coffee, and you're having a coffee, and you're just sitting down shooting. Yeah? You're also there. And I expect to come back. Simcha's bent already, see? For him, I can't use Simcha anymore. The other person who's there has not drunk anything, has not eaten anything. The Oracle Shulchan's Mashma, it won't help anymore. It has to be the person who's still got a brocha is still using that brocha. He helps me catch it. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why it's important to know. So the mice says a lot of limitations, but it has to work. And also, I think the Chaim Pico Scheinberg says that this actually works even if the person there is only a 6-year-old child. Once he's a 6-year-old child, that's also very good. You don't have to be an adult who's there. If there's a child who's expecting you to come back, 6 years old plus, That really is enough to make it that you expect to come back, and therefore that's good enough. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So I'm saying in a restaurant, this won't help. In a restaurant.
Why won't it help?
Because the restaurant, well, it depends. He's right, in a restaurant, it depends. You can go people, come to the same table, then it'll help. Your group will help. But if you're not, if you're eating by yourself, everyone's went to the restaurant, and I said, see what people who sit by themselves, they're coming themselves just to sit down there. They're having a snack, they're having supper there, they're having their supper, they're having themselves, they're not showing other people. These people they weren't helping for. Unless they're having mazoyas, it's a different story, but we're talking about you're just having, let's say, chips and meat. You're only having burning of foshes foods. So in that case there, you've got a problem. It won't help you to go out. And I'm saying going out is a chiddush that you even just go to your car to fetch something. That means you intend to come back, you're going for a very short time. I must say, others are holding the mission brew at this point, others hold it's a very, very short time. It's not, you haven't lost your brocha, but it's hard. But Mr. Brewer passes to my, it's a problem. Mr. Brewer says, even when this man cuts it, the person goes out even for a very, very short time, he's lost his brocha strength. It's hard to make, it's hard to be lenient like this. I mean, of course, one should try and avoid this, really. One should try and avoid these situations. You get yourself to a lot of soft brochas.
So, at weddings, people do go outside and the speeches are
you wash,
they walk outside.
No, but they wash. Most time you wash.
Ah, they wash.
In a wedding, very often, a wedding is much better. Not always, but I'm saying, not everyone washes their chasna, but I'm saying very often. That's a much better story when you've washed. We're not talking about washing. I'm saying, it could be not everyone washes their chasna. Some people are in a rush to go out, they can't wait to the end, so they just come along, they make their brochas, and. Even that, you have to know what happened. That's a bit shy, actually, in that case, what we're here. Let's say, for example, a person does not wash their chasna. So he makes a mezonos on cracker, he makes a dom on something else, and then he has knedels, so he's got ala mechra, and then he goes out. So now the dom and shahaka pashto are lost.
Why is the people at the table sitting
there? Oh yes, unless you've got people sitting there, unless you've got other people sitting at the table there, that's true. The people at the table, you're expected to come back, unless you could say maybe at chasna you're not expected to come back. That's also interesting. I haven't seen this clearly. Does it mean you're expected to come back? Let's say I've gone out from, so I was sitting with a few people together. Let's say a chasna. The thing is, the guy next doesn't really care whether I come back or not. He's quite happy. He's got his so I'm not really expected to come back. I must say, this bit I'm not 100% sure about. Does it only work when you're expected to come back? I should say always you have to be expected to come back. Someone told me he doesn't know whether my quota is. That you have to be expected to come back. It could be if the fact is you come back and they're there. I haven't got to look around for this, but someone told me recently, he was the super, that where I get this from. Where does it come from that you have to be expected to come back? Mm-hmm. Yeah? I think someone does say this, I have to check this up, you lady. Yeah? Check it up. Delina, you've got this head. I'm saying, if someone's having a cup of coffee with a friend at home and he has to dash out to get something, that's certainly a case of where the guy expects you to come back and it is decent for you to finish off with him. In that case, you've not lost your block of shame. I say that applies to drinks, that applies to solids, that applies to anything. Also, one other thing I've got to mention, that is that when a person buys something, let's say in a shop, let's say for example I go to a shop to buy some ice cream. And I buy ice cream and I intend to start ice cream in the shop and then to walk in the street. So I'll never fix the place for me to eat that item. That also is not a problem. The whole problem here is where a person has normally decided to sit in one place, start eating there, and then he moves off. If right from the beginning, I never ever want to fix the place of my eating. Sweet, yeah, let's say, my phone call would be even better. Let's say I decide to eat my sweet here. And then 10 minutes later, I decide to go out in the streets. So I never had that in mind when I started. But since the continuous eating, I haven't lost what's in my mouth, that would be better. But here, where a person buys the chachil of something, and he knows he's going to go in the street, it's not ideal to eat in the street, but if he knows he's going to do that, it could be better as well.
You think das works then?
That means no. Das works if you're not conveying a locker. If you're not fixing a place to start with,
I've had coffee. Das. No, I'm going to eat outside and drink my back off. You say it's okay. Well, what seems to go now or go to the journey?
No, that's a very important thing. Once I decide to start my coffee here, and have a kuvias for a bit of time.
And going out with it.
Yeah, but that doesn't help you. Huh? It's only if the chachile you're buying them to go out with them. Once I've decided to stop and sit
I want to sit outside in my garden.
Start the outside.
What, start the outside?
I want to start there now. Make sure there's sugar in it. I want to start to see that.
I know, but if it's got sugar and you want to go out, that could be better.
Yeah.
I'm going on the journey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sorry.